When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I like having fun, I like to laugh, oh. I like to meet people who can make me laugh.
Come on!
Fun. Yes, I like to laugh.
We're back!
I like having fun to meet people who laugh.
Yes, making my shopping list. It's Tim Heidecker here, Thursday, October 21st, the year. Some people watching this in the future, the year is
2021.
Who thought we'd get to 2021, right? Oh, doctor, we've got a full house here today. I've got DJ Doug Pound over my right shoulder, my little devil. Hey, watch that. Ho-yo, and the one and only internet sensation started on Vine.
It's true.
Discovered by me. Nobody gave a shit about you.
Right.
Hang on.
You're lost, living in Bentland.
Sad life.
Like Joseph and Mary.
Now look at me.
Victor Berger the Fourth, VB4. Famous for his face holes.
Face holes, that's all anybody knows about me these days.
And his award, soon to be award-winning series for Vice.
That's right, the new episode coming out on the 30th of October, and it's going to be a doozy.
Hallows Eve, like, or Halloween half an hour. Eve.
Oh, it's amazing.
The devil's
so happy with it.
Devil's in the details. And producer Matt, running, keeping this show chugging along.
Howdy.
Let's get to the root of the matter here. We've got wonderful wonderful musical act coming up later in the show, Pokemon. New to me, but I got a taste of Pokemon during our little sound check this morning, and the good stuff is coming your way, gang.
Matt's a really, really nice guy.
Bam! Now, I will acknowledge we were off last week. The boys have collected a number of drops. I'm sure their fingers are itchy. We're going to have a very annoying show.
Oh, we're just getting started.
That's okay. Right. Okay. And I'm going to try to go with it. I'm going to try to fuse with the energy of the drops. I'm not going to fight it. I'm going to let it pass through me.
Thank you very much.
I mean, there's something to that. I mean, you know, living
under. Also here, Andre Hyland, whoever that is.
Right.
A drifter, I passed you on the way, picked you up. You're on the side of the highway.
I appreciate it.
And we're going to let you warm up inside for a little bit before
absolutely.
You go back.
Get him a hot chocolate.
Happy to have you here. Listen, we all know you. We all love you.
Absolutely. I appreciate the ride, and I think you enjoyed the handy, and I think and here we are.
Well, come on.
We're in good shape.
Easy now. Listen, let's get to some business. There is some business to discuss.
We like dick, yes.
Come on, guys.
Multiple orgasms.
Multiple orgasms.
This is a progressive show. Can't take any protests outside my home. Not that we broadcast from my home. This is a studio in Hollywood, as you know. Thursday!
I've been out of my penis.
Can I just do some business now for a second? Doug, hands up. Vic, hands up. Hands up, head down.
Head down.
Thursday,
December. My forehead.
Thursday, December 16th.
My hands, but I didn't touch it with my hands.
How'd you do it?
I did my forehead.
Thursday, December 16th. Ladies and gentlemen, we're doing the annual Office Hours Live, totally secular, non-denominational holiday special live at the Regent Theater in Los Angeles. It's true. We had such a huge hit with our Dynasty Typewriter show. We'd love to go back there and do the show there again, but they can't hold us. Their theater is simply too small for the Office Hours experience. So we're big at getting bigger. The Regency Theater, where a very famous stand-up special was taped. Doug, any guesses on that?
D'Elia?
D'Elia, no.
The Regent.
Bill Cosby himself?
Josh Gad, one-man show?
No.
Cool.
An evening with Tim Heidecker.
You do not laugh, ladies and gentlemen.
That's the one Howard Stern really liked.
It's the Regent.
What did I say? The Regency?
Yeah, the Regent.
The Regent downtown.
Tim.
What does Regent mean? What does the word Regent mean? What is that?
Some sort of fancy thing?
I mean, sure,
like an adjacent to regal or something.
Is it regional? is it a derivative of regional?
The
Regent Theater. What does Regent mean?
I'm looking it up, Tim.
Is it like a status, like a, you know, in the King's court, you have
a person
regent.
Appointed to administer a country because of their monarch is a minor. Go. Oh, it's a minor.
Uh-huh. It's a minor.
A minor.
If the monarch is like a minor, they get the 18? Regent in there.
It sounds like some Pizzagate shit. listen, it's going to be a blast. It's going to be a bash. We're going to do it live. We're going to have many guests, as you can imagine. Everyone's going to come out. It's going to be. I'm doing a good sell on this, aren't I? Everyone's going to come out. we will be raising money. The show will be benefiting Say Sila. That's the something that you'll appreciate. It's the homeless coalition. So this is to benefit the homeless.
Why are you looking at me?
It's something about your vibe today. And there's no judgment about it.
Can I tell you a story about the Regent real quick?
Go ahead.
Last time I was there, it was a while ago, but me and my friend, she was like, what is that smell? We were like, totally smelled someone who farted, you know?
Yeah.
And then
At the show,
we're like watching the show, and we're like, damn. And then all of a sudden, we kind of look around, and there's this older dude, he was probably in his 60s or something. He looks at us, he goes, yeah, I just farted, so beware. We're like, oh, there it is.
It happens.
So the Regent's an honest place.
Yeah. Doug, you know what's one of the greatest stories ever told? I put this up there with all the greats. The one with the wolves and the Little Red Riding Hood. I mean, I'm talking, These are great stories. This is a great story. Mm-hmm. And I think it's from a friend of yours, Doug. I can't remember what his name is. You'll know. You'll be able to fill this in.
It's a movie theater story?
Yeah. Guys, I'll paint the story for you. This is 10 years ago, more, 20 years ago. He is in a movie theater in the wintertime, so there's coats everywhere.
In Chicago.
Coats, probably on the floor. Sometimes you go to there, you get the big winter coat, you roll it up, put it on the floor.
Yeah.
Friend of Doug's, let's say his name is Joe. Can't remember. Doug knows.
It's Dave. Dave, I like this third-hand version of it, though.
Dave, go.
Wait, real quick, you put your jacket on the floor at a theater?
No. This is somebody else.
Okay, all right.
This is a friend of Doug's. I mean, maybe not on the floor. Maybe there's some of the sleeves are hanging on.
Okay.
Who knows?
I mean, this is painting the picture.
Gotcha. Yeah. You'll be disappointed by this story because I'm setting it up too much, but I just love it. And Dave gets a big old Coke. Big Coke.
The biggest size you can.
20 ounces, whatever. He puts it down and it falls. It spills, right? And it's one of those theaters with the descending, you know, balcony seating kind of thing. What's that called? Stadium seating.
Yeah.
And he goes, Coke's coming! Coke's coming!
Right, he didn't know how to warn everyone in front of him.
Coming.
He said, Coke's coming.
Like a flood, you know? Anyways, that's coming again one more time, December 16th. And tickets are now on sale at officialofficehours.com, correct?
Yes, sir.
That's correct.
There's a link in the description.
If you were a Patreon, you'd have known this already, and you'd have gotten your tickets already. I loved it. We had so much fun at the last live show, and people loved it, so it's going to be more of the same. Maybe better. I'm thinking about writing a play to be performed at the theater.
And we're in it?
You're in it.
Or different actors?
It's called Scrooge 2. My thinking is, and I might really want to do this. I hate giving
still
this
stingy.
Away,
Scrooge.
Still stingy. How about how about still Scroogier?
Scroogier.
So Scrooge, right? My thinking on this is always that. Okay, Scrooge has this epiphany because he gets visited by these ghosts.
Yeah, the three ghosts.
The three, past, present, future. They say, you got to clean up your act, man. You're a piece of shit. You're a bad guy. If you keep going this way, you're going to go to hell, is what they're telling him. So Scrooge cleans up his act. He gives everything away after on Christmas Day. It's a big, you know, hooray. What do you think happens the rest of that year? I think he slides back into his old ways.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
You don't think he's a changed man.
He falls off the wagon.
Totally. He sees that balance sheet getting slimmer and slimmer. He goes, I gotta start kicking ass around here again.
Well, do you think in the William Murray version, do you think he just went back to being an evil television executive after the end of the movie?
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, sure. The year? I mean, that's an analog. It's basically a parallel to the original script from Dickens.
Sure.
So of course you'd apply that. Scrooged was the name of that movie. Scrooged, right?
And Paul Schaefer was in it. He had a nice little cameo.
Of course.
I think that's what everybody watched.
I don't
before.
Remember that, but I remember Buddy Hackett was in that movie. Buddy Hackett played Scrooge.
Oh, yeah.
In the TV version.
In the TV version.
Yeah,
in
that
the
they
movie.
Were making on
yeah,
TV.
Yeah.
So today we're going to be Andre Highland is one of the great pun meisters, I believe. And we have some tickets to give away to Desert Days, featuring myself, Wiseblood, War on Drugs, you name it, Matt.
Pachiman,
yeah. Who's here today, is going to be performing. Pachiman.
I went a couple years ago. It was fun. I saw Iggy Popular perform. And that was it. I only went for one. I went for a Desert Day. I didn't go for the whole thing.
There are single tickets available if you want to skip Pachiman and just see me. That's an option. So we're going to pick somebody from the Zoom community to challenge us with a pun category. Now the category, what are the guidelines for the categories, Andre?
I would like someone just to read the dictionary definition of a pun. Because last time we did it, I was here, some people were giving me grief because I was mixing in puns into jokes. And so he's just telling jokes. It's like, well, there was still wordplay in those jokes. So I'm giving you double doses here. And I was getting dinged for it.
All right, Doug,
online.
What's the Merriam? Doug's got dictionary.com up. We know because he's already on the Regent kick.
A joke exploiting the different possible meanings of a word or the fact that there are words which sound alike but have different meanings.
It could be a
so
word.
So that cleared it
phrase.
Up. Yeah.
All right. I wasn't listening.
I think you're right, though.
I think any kind of word
because I had a few
work.
Of those, too, and people were like, what? I don't know.
Yeah.
Let's but welcome like, the community, the wonderful, I think, one of the healthier fan communities out there right now, if you look at the global macro. If you're looking at a macro community,
sure.
A macro view of communities, you've got... I think the On Cinema community is terrific, by the way. New episodes streaming on highnetwork.tv. Check that out. Office Hours community is full of great people. I get to I interact with them. I get it. These are not toxic people. These aren't people that are out there causing trouble in anyone's lives. They're healthy people. So let's talk to one of them and see if I'm right. Matt.
Sure thing. We haven't talked to Cowboy Nat in a while. Cowboy Nat, you got something today?
If you would have told me we've never talked to Cowboy Nat, I'd have believed you.
Well, I remember
I don't keep these things in my head. Cowboy.
Oh, Tim, that's we talked. I told you about my grandma who liked your special way back.
Okay.
Okay, all right. That's fine.
Quick note for the boys in the control room. I'm not seeing anything up on my teleprompter.
I'm seeing him right here. He's got a blue shirt on.
My teleprompter's down.
Happy and healthy.
I didn't ask you what you can see.
All right.
Thanks, man.
The teleprompter off?
Now you'll recognize it.
If I knew, I would tell you.
I don't see any signs of life to it, so I don't know.
But anyway, I'm going to try to plow through, but if you guys want to troubleshoot that, I sure would appreciate it.
Turn this one around. You can see if you want.
Oh, baby.
Here he comes. Here he comes. Dum, dum, da dum, dum, da dum, dum, da dum.
It kind of looks like Andre.
I forgot to turn on the teleprompter.
We're going
as our doppelgangers.
We're going as each other for Halloween next weekend.
We got to get
Got to get Wes on camera.
Anyways, on how picture. Can I help you, cowboy? I can hear you loud and clear, so we can continue the conversation that way.
Did you want a pun theme? Or could I also have something else? But that's just a quick one.
No, go ahead. Give me something else. I'm not getting into the puns yet. My brain isn't warmed up yet.
Fair, yeah. Well, I have some happy news. I mean, I live in London. And I'm
good day,
I'm
mate.
Thanks. Well, it's funny you mentioned writing a play, Tim, because I write plays, and I just got a deal to put on my play here.
What?
So that's
This is in London, that's a place where people go see plays.
Yeah, it's right? I'm happy about it.
What's your play about? Scrooge too?
It's a bit of a satire of you Hollywood types.
Oh,
but yeah,
hang on.
We're about to get reamed.
I think you'd like it. Yeah, we did it at the Edinburgh Fringe this summer, and it went really well.
Nice.
Got 5 stars.
Five stars.
Whoa.
It's about a Yelp. Fuck that one up. It's a play about an Uber driver.
Now.
So it's like a spoof of like the awards industry.
Let me ask you a question. When you're doing this play, where's everybody on stage? Where's the setting? Is it some cafe? Is it changing all the time? Or is it conceptual? There's no sets. Mm-hmm. Like, what are we looking at as an audience?
It's very minimal, Tim. You can do it in an alley. You can do it anywhere.
That's the cheap way.
And it's a award show theme. So are the Golden Globes round or are they flat?
That's a good question. You didn't have the budget to have props, but maybe
I hate when these playwrights pull this shit, this minimalist shit, man. Give me some sense.
I'm not paying top dollar to imagine what's behind you.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, London version has more.
Yeah, just please. Do a podcast if you want me to listen to it.
Yeah, do it as an audio thing, man. I don't want to show up and see you guys in black t-shirts and dance pants, whatever.
Look like an AV team putting on a play.
Yeah, I remember I went to go see that musical Rent when I lived in New York. Mm-hmm. Hoof! Ay, ay, ay. That stunk up the whole room, that thing. And it was just, maybe people are fans of it, but that's the other thing. There's no sets. It's just this fence.
And you got to pay to go every
motherfucking
month.
Motherfucking fence. You got
to
pay what?
You got to pay to see the show
every month.
I mean, have you thought of incorporating some stomp elements into your play? That's a pretty popular
trash
one.
Cans.
That's a really good idea. I should do that.
Do me a favor. Go down to Tesco and get some supplies so you can. Right? Tesco, everybody. That's a London supermarket. Okay.
And just some industry notes here. You know, like let's say, for instance, you say it's like black box theater style. If Stomp went out there and just asked you to imagine the trash can lids, that show wouldn't go so hot, would it?
No.
Right.
Can I get your play at Samuel French?
Not yet. We'll see how well this London run goes.
I want to put on our own production and see how we do.
All right. I think you do great. You do great.
I like that whole scene of like you write a play and then you get it published and then other places can go and just get the script and then do the play.
Yeah, they just do cover songs everywhere.
We're like doing it. What's the name of the play?
Hi, this is Vic Berger here. And you know I don't like stress. That's why I'm personally inviting you to eat stress-free this spring. With Factor's delicious meals. Every Factor meal is fresh and never frozen, it's chef created, dietitian approved, and it's ready to eat in just 2 minutes. I tried the chef's choice meal plan, and it was a chef's kiss of meals that hit all the spots and filled our bellies at the Berger household. I know you're asking yourself, what were Vic Berger's favorites? Creamy Dijon pork tenderloin and garlic herb salmon. These are classic dishes that are ready to go with no cleanup and not a problem at all. So get chef prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready to eat meals and get back to doing what you love this spring. Now, these are premium meals with premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus. Sign up now! Head to factormeals.com/officehours50 and use code officehours50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code officehours50. OFFICEHOURS50 at factormeals.com/officehours50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
press.
Press what?
That'll be easy to Google. That's press. A good.
Press what?
Just called press. It's okay. Like it's a double entendre.
Well, I
want mommy. I want milk.
I want to tell you something. I started before this call. I said, listen, this is a sophisticated. I don't know if I said sophisticated, but I said this is a healthy. Great crowd.
Yeah.
This is a really cool community. And there's no better evidence than this. We got playwrights listening. Fucking David Mamet now on the line.
I also like that your background isn't filled with pop bric-a-brac.
I wish I could see. Yeah. All right.
Hey, that's in the other room.
You should be able to see him on
He's blocking it. He's got bric-a-brac.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I think it's minimalist like his play.
Move down your right shoulder.
And my mouse
lower
went
your
dead.
Right shoulder.
My right.
Yeah.
The other one.
What do we got going there? Yeah. What is that?
Is that your last play?
I'm just.
I wish.
Is that scotch tape packaging blown up?
What's going on, guys? Yeah, no. We don't get my screen now? It's not happening? Oh my God.
Well, if you're in London in April, you got to come see press.
Can you maximize your Zoom or do a speaker view on your Zoom, Tim?
I don't know. My mouse went dead, so I can't. Boy. I can't do anything.
When you were running the play, did you have any...
What is this? What's this going to do so my ass can see it? What the hell's the matter with you?
Can you see yourself in that in the Zoom?
This toilet is full of memories.
Give me a mirror.
Yeah, a mirror.
We'll figure something out.
Angle. Well, then we can't see
it. Yeah, we'll figure something
Turn
out.
Turn it around. Wait till you see me. I'm going to improvise. I'm going to make it work.
Did you have any issues in Edinburgh of some like someone in the audience screaming out, Coke's coming? Did anything like that happen?
All right, Dan. Listen, congratulations to you. Tell you what,
Cowboy
I'm out to London. I'll be at the premiere.
That's I like nothing more.
They better have bangers and mash at that party.
Is it in the West End?
A little outside West End.
Yeah, I didn't think so. More like the East End, you know?
West other end.
Yeah, I'd farther than West End.
More like the worst end. Come on.
It'd be fun. I put a link to one of our reviews, Broadway Baby.
Did you guys watch that little clip that was going on? You might know about this, Dan, since you're in the theater community there. I only saw the clip. I guess you could watch the whole thing. Is this Diana musical? Did you see that shit?
About the Ross or the princess?
No, the princess. Dan, did you see that? Is everyone talking about that in London?
Cowboy Nat.
Cowboy Nat, sorry.
I didn't even know you were talking to me.
I thought you were Cowboy Dan.
Dan, no, I'm Nat. Nathaniel. no, I've never heard of that, but
holy
I think it'll be very
shit,
big.
Man. We can't play it because we can't play anything on this show because we get shut down. We played a fucking Daily Show clip to goof on it because it's so goddamn bad. And somebody over there, Trevor Noah himself, was like, get this shut down. It's so embarrassing. We got blocked all over the place because we goddamn dared to show a minute of something. But this, you got to see this fucking Diana musical they have.
Yeah.
And the scene I saw was, I'll just paint you a picture. It's her and Charles sitting at the opera or some symphony, and everyone's prim and proper, and Diana is lost in her thoughts. Charles is sitting there enjoying the show, and he's like, Diana, are you all right? You seem you're a million miles away. And then in her head, she's thinking, I would be happier if this was Queen. I would be happier if this was Elton John.
That's because she's such a hip lady.
And
was,
yeah, she's like, and then the whole chorus comes out and say, This is how the people dance.
Can you do me a favor? Don't write any musicals. I know lots of people love them. Well, do whatever you want. I find like in musicals, kind of what you're pointing out, there'll be a scene like you're watching a play, and there'll be like a guy likes a girl, something generic like that, and he'll be like, I like her, and they'll have a scene where it's clear where he goes, I like you, and then she leaves, and then for 3 fucking minutes, he sings about how he likes her, and they're like, I just saw, yeah, I'm aware of that, we just
There's
saw
something
that
inside
take place.
Me.
Either cut out the talky parts or cut out the music
so
parts.
Lonely. Why can't she see who I am?
You know King Ralph was based off of Princess Diana? The Jonathan Goodman film?
The Jonathan Goodman film? Oh, hi. I didn't know that.
Wow.
Would anyway. You do stage, Tim? Would you be in a play? Maybe one of mine?
Absolutely.
One day?
Of course.
Wally.
Hey, let's say hi to Kay Loggins. Kay Loggins, oh, she shoved food in her mouth. Thanks, Cowboy Time Nat. Warp, my new favorite ambient cool music. Time Warp was out here in California. Did any of the, anybody come out and see her?
We all missed it.
We all missed it. I had family stuff.
Well, it was your little boy's day.
It was my son's birthday, and then my daughter had baseball practice. Now I'm becoming like the assistant coach of the baseball team with my daughter. You know, come on, get in here, get in.
Do you get sodas or orange slices?
I brought juices, and I brought little Annie's snack mix packs and the whole deal.
And sunflower seeds. The kids still like soda. And that sounds stupid, but like. I was so hyped on soda when I was there.
If we give them the treat of all treats is like a Sprite or a root beer or something like that.
Yeah,
that's better than anything. Kay, how were your shows out here on the West Coast? Was it fun?
Oh yeah, really good. Y'all are really into the outdoor shows right now, and that was really appreciated. The first show was actually like 90 degrees out. I was like having trouble with my computer overheating and stuff.
That's a little too hot. I know. This is kind of my least favorite time of year out here. It's like October and it's 90 degrees. And all I want to do is wear like flannel shirts and jeans and look good in fall clothes.
It's lightweight chilly right now.
It's a little chilly. Today's a beautiful day.
You can't even carve right a pumpkin. Now,
you can't, as Vic said it best, you can't even carve a pumpkin.
It goes rotten in less than a day. Gross.
I was talking to Matt about helping y'all out with some music, but we were double booked with Whitmer. So I'd love to do that sometime. Just let me know.
Oh yeah, you should definitely next time you're traveling on the West Coast, come in and make some beautiful music for us. What else you got?
How about this Dodgers series, Tim?
So Kay, I understand from Twitter you're a Braves head.
So, well, here's the thing: like, you get all these chuds in your Twitter that are like saying why you have to be like a Phillies fan, right? And it's like, have these people never left their hometown?
Oh, it's so pathetic. Like, these people. I thought you were from Philly. Why aren't you should be a Phillies fan? Who fucking cares what anybody's a fan of?
But also, you've been in like a city for over 10 years. You can have a secondary favorite team. Yeah. Or new one or whatever.
My kids live here. By the way, I didn't see your hat. I didn't see your hair under that hat. I was like, oh, he's put a wig on. What the hell's going on? This is wild over here. But so ahead. Go ahead, Kate.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm born and raised in Atlanta. Say I'm
the dog, the bounty hunter reboot?
Yeah, Joe Dirt.
Excuse me. Go ahead. Born and raised in Atlanta.
I'm from Atlanta. You know, I was at the 96 World Series, you know.
Oh, yeah.
But you know, it's the kind of thing where you can't, I can't really.
Are you a big Richard Jewell fan? Did you get all the hats and stuff?
No, not that cheap. You know, I'm like a fan of all the dudes who are like all Trumpies now. So like Smoltz.
Yeah,
So you know,
let me tell you this: I'm as about anti Braves as you can get because I'm a Phillies fan, and no bigger enemy to the Phillies were the Braves in the 90s. So
not a Phillies fan, but I've lived in Boston. I actually lived behind
Boston Braves.
I lived behind
Don't
Fenway
play that.
Park.
Get out of here.
I'm not playing.
Who's playing that? You?
Not Vic. Not me.
It wasn't me.
It's ridiculous that they're playing that chop still. Those idiots in there. It's disgraceful.
Also, like, has Uncle Phil ever weighed in on that?
It's honestly, TBS could also mute it really easily. Mm-hmm, like, people are talking about that. But yeah, you can't really talk about them without saying, like, in the same breath, like, even if I want them to win, I want them to, like, throw the whole brand out. Like, Atlanta Coke sounds great. I'm totally
the
for
Atlanta,
that.
I say they should change it to the Atlanta Cokes.
I think they should keep it, but it's the Hammer, and they just play McHammer's It's Hammer Time.
Well, they've been trying to get the people to do the... The White Stripes one. You can see that no one's catching. It's like the fans are fighting with that sound, so it creates this weird like.
They should just give them fly swatters. Get away those little bugs, you know, down south.
Yeah. I mean, Kay, it is hard to articulate, and maybe somebody has somewhere else, but it's hard to articulate like what's problematic about that because like there's some people that are like, well, but it's a positive thing. But it's also a stereotype. Like it's,
you mean
it's
like
a, it's
because
a stereotype.
The word brave is positive? I mean,
I mean, it's not an. I don't know. There's like Redskins is like clearly a slur, right?
Yeah.
I interpret in this context braves as in like savages.
Savage.
Like
that's what
comes up for me. When I lived in Boston, I actually lived behind Fenway Park, like literally on Fenway Park. And I was on the ground level. like in the alley. So there was like this arts high school, Fenway Park, and then me. So whether the Red Sox won or lost, there was a guy puking outside my window. I would wear, I don't think I would do this now, but I would kind of troll and walk around and like wear a Braves shirt to like go to the CVS or whatever. Right. And people, it'd be like a Yankees game. People be like, oh, the Braves aren't even playing today. I'd be like, fuck you, buddy. Like, you know, it was like a whole bit.
That sounds dangerous.
But the Braves also used to be Boston's team.
Right.
Boston Braves.
And they're the Milwaukee Braves and the Atlanta Braves.
Yeah.
I also get tired of this. So you're a baseball guy.
Yeah.
All right, enough of that. It's, now you're trolling. How does it feel good to be a troll?
But officially, I'm a Mets fan now, I think would be my prime.
That's an interesting fandom to be a part of. I don't have a huge... I actually don't have a big problem with that.
What's a Met? Why don't they be called the Mets?
Metropolitan,
Doug.
It'd be called the Mets.
Long Island.
The Mets. I always say there's this funny, by the way, Billy, the Joel Hole is coming on Friday, apparently, yeah. The new episode of the Joel Hole. So all the patrons are excited about that. There's a couple of good Mets documentaries floating around out there.
Oh, by the 86 team.
There's the 86 Mets documentary that's 30 for 30. That's phenomenal.
Yeah.
But the other one that's funny, because it's also a Billy Joel documentary, it's called Last Play at Shea.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
So this is sort of like Billy Joel in a nutshell.
Yeah.
He can't get his own documentary. He's got to share it with the Mets. It really does feel that, right, Vic?
Totally, totally.
It's like...
Because it's the close... Yeah, it's the
meanwhile,
closing of the
Billy
stadium.
Was recording The Stranger. The Mets were on fire. Yeah. Like, you know, it's like...
Curtis documentary.
What's that?
Like an Adam Curtis documentary. They keep going back to like... Yeah.
But yeah, the Mets are an interesting team. I get annoyed too because people go to me about I root for the Dodgers. This is where I live.
Yeah.
They're a fun team, got a great roster, some scumbags on there to be sure.
Sure.
But like, they're like, what are you going to do?
Who's the biggest scumbag on the team?
Well,
Trevor Bauer
from
right
20,
now.
From 20, I thought it was Jack Bauer from 24. No, it's Trevor Bauer. But he's not on the team. I mean, the team because of his contract and stuff.
He was with the Reds last year. Then the Dodgers got him, and have fun with that.
What does he do?
Well, this
it's so scummy.
There's a pending lawsuit.
Is he pissing on the bags?
No, it's way worse.
It's
brutal. It was this.
Do a quick Google.
Yeah, it's nasty.
It's off the diamond.
I don't know what you want to call it.
You're saying it's off the diamond, T.
Off the diamond.
Okay.
This is extracurricular stuff.
As long as he's
nasty.
Fine on the diamond, I don't care.
No, this is
I don't care what he does in his private life.
Abuse, right?
I don't care what
abuse.
He does in his personal life, T.
Yeah. Strike that from the record. No. But people go, yeah, well, they're the highest paid team, the highest payroll. They talk about the money and stuff, and it's like, I don't know. I don't follow that part of the game with the money and how much. I mean, are they doing anything illegal?
Wait, are we talking about individual? Or wait, in general?
Get on the mic. People don't
like rent. Relax. Rent is higher in LA. We got to pay them more, T.
Wait, say what you're saying, man. Like GM shit or whatever?
People are saying that, how could you root for the Dodgers? They have all this money and they spend all this money.
I see
and it's
what
just
saying.
Like, I don't really understand the economics of that. But
well, people get upset because there's like mid sized, whatever you call it, like level. Like the Reds, my team is like mid sized. So
right.
Like,
well, because it's a mid sized city.
Well, no, for sure, for sure. But I guess there's not a cap on it. I don't know all the shit about it. But like in football, it's more even.
Right.
Whereas there's like a cap in baseball. I don't know, like Yankees and Dodgers will always be sort of at least the potential to get good. Whereas like the Reds or a lot of other teams, Milwaukee and stuff, will have to like farm a team for 7 years and have rebuild, and then hopefully in a 2 or 3 year window they can do well, right. And then they can't retain all their players because they leave for free agency.
Right.
And I think it's just people salty because that happens to their teams.
Sure.
And it doesn't happen to like the Dodgers. But the Angels have lots of money and they can't
yeah,
get
it's
it
not
done.
A guarantee of anything. Listen, what would you change about the game if you were in charge?
Let's taller catchers. No, what would I change? I don't know. There's a lot of debate about having the DH in both leagues.
I don't like that.
I like it the old way in the
like
National
the,
League.
I like the strategy of okay, pitcher's coming up. What? How are we going to do? He's going to probably strike out. Sometimes he has a hit, and that's exciting.
Yeah.
What I would try to go back to where it was managers kind of going by their gut and feeling it out, but now it's all like metrics the last 15 years.
The matchups have been very bad for the game.
So it makes it more boring.
I don't know how you'd go back, though, because...
No, I don't know. You can blame Billy Bean up in Oakland for that. Yeah.
Why are pitchers so shitty at hitting, though? What's the deal?
Well, because they put all their energy and their time into pitching.
Yeah, they also play once every 5 days.
Shouldn't they be able to... Whack it out of the park.
I would think that's a good point. I would think that they would have
97 miles an hour or something.
I would think that they would just be a like they're so good at baseball.
Yeah, right.
That they're at this place amongst only about a couple hundred other people. Right. In the world.
There's some that are okay at it, but most aren't. I think it's just because they spend all the time pitching.
Their time doing it.
They only play once every
half-assed it.
And hitting is extraordinarily hard thing to do. It's very.
It was pretty easy for me when I
played. Would you be in favor of the robot umps for the strikes and the balls? Like, where are you at with that?
Well, I feel like they should either,
that's a real contest. No. Don't laugh.
Oh, God.
I think they should either
wait outside, huh?
Swing, bada-bada, swing.
Well, I think they should either go all robot or nothing. You can't do, like, replay for some shit and not for other. Right. You got to go all in and all out. I'd rather all out and just go the old-fashioned way.
Well, you know what they have to do? They have to... They have to get rid of the strike zone on TV.
Yeah.
They have to stop showing you.
Because you get all angry when you're like, that was a ball or whatever.
Because ultimately, it's a judgment call by the ump.
Right.
So
that's what I'm saying. Either make it a robot or make it all human. One or the other.
Yeah.
You can't have this like
robot
players. I don't like the robot. It's not committed.
All robot. Right. Robot players, too?
That would be cool. Then it would just be like watching.
That'd be cool.
Nintendo game. You know what they should do to make the game better? Add a base.
At a base. Yeah. You know, they're talking about having it so you can steal first now. And
I like that.
That's kind of cool. That makes sense. That I would be down for.
Why not? The wild pitch happens.
Yeah.
Fucking run for the balls
and
play.
Two and three or something like that?
No, you the batter could run to first.
At any time?
At any time.
Holy shit.
I got another idea.
That's exciting.
If the pitcher has the option to hit the batter and they get them out. The batter has to. More exciting. They have to get out of the way.
All right.
Thank you, Kay.
Thanks, Kay. I could see a world where you have, this is a controversial take.
Sure.
I could see a world where the games are 7 innings or 8 innings.
They're doing that now for doubleheaders.
Up until the All-Star break or something.
I like the 9. I don't know. I think it's weird that they're constantly trying to shorten the game.
Yeah.
Like, who gives a shit? The game's as long as it is. I don't know. Like,
what's the reasoning behind shorten? Why would you want to shorten a game, though?
I guess people are getting bored and leaving.
Really? But you play less games.
It gets a little...
Right?
But if I'm, like, a movie fan, I'm not like, can you give me less movie?
Right.
I don't know. If it's a good game, it's a good game.
I retract.
Yeah.
Good point.
Did you see the thing? Larry David was on some sports show, and they were saying, if you were in charge of the football, because he loves football, what would you do? And he goes, I'd get rid of all the kicking. I wouldn't have any... Get rid of the goalposts. Like, fuck the kick. It's like, why don't you just have frogs leaping to decide who gets this extra point? It's like, these guys aren't good at football.
Yeah.
They're just kicking a ball. Get rid of it.
The most exciting kick parts is when they do a trick and don't kick.
That's exciting, too.
Yeah.
All right, moving on. No more sports talk. We've exited the sports zone.
Can I ask one question about baseball? Yeah. Do the Dodgers have a mascot? Because I was just looking up Mr. Met, and he's a
Dodger
creep.
Dan.
Dodger Dan, really?
Dodger Dan.
I feel like the Dodger dogs are more popular.
Yeah. Well, no, it was. I would say it was probably Tommy Lasorda.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then he died.
Weight loss systems.
Can I ask one question?
Speaking of
Andre?
Weight loss, by the way, I am dropping. I've dropped.
I'll wait till after the show.
10, 15 pounds.
Do you have a shake for breakfast? A shake
and
for
guess
lunch?
Who says something about it? Guess who says something about
who's
it?
That?
Nobody.
I was gonna,
nobody in this
I
room comes and goes, hey, Tim, looking good.
Say,
how you doing?
Tim, you're
nobody says
pounds.
A word. They're all up in their heads. Yeah. They're up their own ass.
Tim, I think you always look good. That's why I never bothered to say anything.
Yeah, I lost 15 over the past month, too.
It's like you're like an accordion. You're beautiful. Yeah,
no
one
says
you
look great.
Beautiful note.
I would say it'd be nice to hear a compliment from a friend. Right.
Doug, you're looking good. Slim today, buddy.
You're looking great.
Oh, Doug looks great. You should see him
everybody
naked.
Everybody here is looking good.
I was looking at nude pictures of Doug the other day. Tight ass. What a tight ass.
Boy. How about a little city of the day? What do you think?
City of the city of the day. Let me see if my mouse is working.
Oh, shit. On his computer. Here we go.
Okay.
All right, Matt. The city of the day.
I didn't do this one. Not my fault.
Be Cincinnati.
Yeah, Cincinnati.
Is this a bad one?
I don't know. It was. I felt like you said my name with malice.
Oh.
No. The city of the day's sponsor is?
Yeah.
The Newt Gingrich self-neutering and stock market DVD course.
What?
What?
Newt. Oh,
The Newt Gingrich DVD course is an at-home self-neutering and stock market investment teaching series on DVD taught by America's favorite loving couple, Newt and Callie Gingrich. Make yourself sterile while learning how to buy low and sell high from the former Speaker of the House. Get rich, Gingrich. Newt will give you his predictions for major Wall Street players like Google, Raytheon, and Circuit City. They're out of business there.
Oh.
And when you're ready, Callie will patiently talk you through step-by-step, cut-by-cut, the self-neutering procedure. So visit newtgingrich.newt to purchase this 9-DVD learn-at-home course. Use offer code OfficeHours and Callie and Newtie will personally kiss and lick each included serrated scrotal scalpel. Ew. Why would anybody
nasty.
Want that?
That's not good.
Kissed and licked supplies are limited, so purchase today. Doug and Vic and myself actually completed this course, and we already made about $35 in profit each in our first week.
Wow.
And the best part is we no longer have functioning testicles.
Yes, mine have even shriveled up like rotten raisins.
Same here. I love it. I've been really enjoying all that extra space in front of my tidy whities. Plus, that empty bag is fun to play with.
I agree, Doug. Newt knows nuts. Purchase today, and let's all get Gingrich. City of the day is?
John.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Hello, John. How you
doing? Loud and clear.
Good. I'm in the city of Regina, Saskatchewan.
Ah!
Which shares a Latin root with regent, named after, I don't know if you can see it there.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh, beautiful day.
Named after Queen Victoria, the awful colonizer.
Man, those Canadians are terrible at naming things, aren't they?
Yeah.
Saskatoon.
Yeah, everyone hated the name here, even from the instant. Yeah, it's been the worst the whole time.
Is Regina near Calgary?
It's like 8 hours away.
Oh, super close.
And Regina's right. Near asshole. All right, city of the day. What can we? So we got the naming. Where is it? Where is it again? I was working on my.
It's in Saskatchewan, so it's north of the Dakotas, I think.
You're kind of close to Medicine Hat.
Yeah, it's real close to Medicine Hat in Canadian.
Oh, yeah, what are we going to name this place, eh? Oh, I don't know. Medicine Hat, eh? Oh, yeah, okay.
It's closer to Moose Jaw. Closer to Moose Jaw.
Oh, yeah, Moose Jaw's all right.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Well, what's going on with you today?
We're making a comic book, me and my partner, Kat.
Yeah? How's that going?
Yeah. It's going good, yeah. She's over there.
Hello, Kat.
And that's our we have a printer, a Rizzo printer that we're printing it on. Yeah.
Yeah. So you're making it and printing it and doing the whole thing, huh?
Exactly.
You must have some important due dates with all those calendars.
Oh yeah, it's totally yes. Well, the comic is due soon, and we have a job too. We work for an art gallery here.
Well, what is your comic about?
It's about.
I just wanted him to say about.
You got him.
No, what?
I'll do it.
No, what is it?
It's called Escape from Intern Purgatory, and it's about a fantastical corporation and these interns who are lost there, starting their first day of their unpaid
internship. Sounds like Dilbert.
It's like yes, yeah.
We need a new Dilbert.
Yeah.
All right,
that's
cool.
The market we're going for.
Well, listen, I'm a fan of who you are. I'm a fan of your energy. I'm a fan of your commitment to the arts.
Here's a little preview.
Ooh, hey, that's nifty.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah. Well, Kat is the illustrator, and she's the best at it.
Beautiful. That is some good looking stuff. All right.
It has augmented reality too, so I can tell you guys about the app when that's done.
We'd love to hear about it. I think we have a fan. I'm personally not a comic book head, but yeah. I know our audience probably adores that type of that kind of media.
Yeah, and the comic is birthed out of vagina, which is pretty cool.
Speaking of, we need to get to some puns to give away this ticket. Do we have anybody, Matt?
Yeah, who's...
The show's getting away from us already.
It is. We're almost halfway done. Who's got some pun topics, eh? Anybody in there?
Maybe you need medication.
Is that what you're saying? Is that what, Cody, is that what you got? You want to try to win tickets? No? Nobody wants to win tickets. You could give them to a friend.
Good morning.
I've been... Oh, okay, Zoomer... Echo Ramon. Well, okay. Echo Ramon. Roman. Ramon.
Good morning.
What's happening? Good morning.
Echo Ramon. Unmute, please.
Echo Ramon.
Office Hours Podcast. Okay. Speaking. How may
something
I
is going on today. You there?
Why don't they just put it in the chat?
Well.
Wait, but then we can't track them down. Maybe I don't know.
I'm just riding out the clock at this point. Riding out the clock.
Apparently so.
I'm gonna tell you a story real quick about when I went to a theater. Your Coke story reminded me of this.
What's that?
When I in high school, I always sneak food into theaters and stuff. And one time I had a foot long meatball sub from Subway, and I put the shit in my full sleeve like that. I had a coat on, and so I was like walking with like a stick arm. And then during the movie, I got really relaxed and kind of like. Down like that, and then I kind of just unrolled the sub sandwich onto my lap, and throughout the movie I was like, this is awesome, I'm eating my meatball sub and watching a movie or whatever, and at the end of it I was like, shit man, why is my stomach so fucking moist? And then I realized when I came out of the theater I had unrolled the fucking meatball sandwich directly just onto my lap and the bottom of my shirt, so I had this like Subway marinara sauce just all over my belly, and it ruined my Candlebox t-shirt.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh,
boy. That's a classic.
So you're walking out of the theater, somebody thought you got stabbed in the belly, right? You got some blood on you? Wait, so you're here actually to promote something? You've got some TV show that you're in coming out?
Yes. What is actually, this? That's why I was in asking about if it's near Calgary.
Oh.
That's where I shot it. A show called Guilty Party. It's on Paramount Positive, which you can subscribe to.
Paramount Positive.
I play a low-level gun runner who's a cokehead. And had a lot of fun with that.
How much are you in this show? What's your level of
I'm a good
screen
chunk.
Time?
I'm a good chunk. Yeah. Like, you know, it's called like a, I don't know, like a regular. I don't know what you'd call it. Yeah.
Does it say your name's in the credits in the
top?
Yeah. Whoa.
That's right. Look out, Tim.
Well, that's great. I bet everybody's going to watch that show.
Interesting. All right.
So it's not, you have to have the Paramount Plus app to watch it?
Yeah. And, well, I mean, you could even sign up for a week for free and watch the first two episodes.
Binge it.
Yeah, binge those first two episodes.
So wait, who's the star again?
Kate Beckinsale's the star.
Wait, no. When did, so he's out there on the high seas?
Yep, you
Beck
got
Beckinsale? Beck, the Mr. Loser himself is out there on the high seas? Doug?
That's pretty good, T. I prefer garage sales, but Beckinsale is fine, too.
It's pretty good, yeah, they're both
Beckinsale.
All right, Caleb, you got a topic? Can you attend Desert Days? You trying to win these tickets or what?
I actually had a game, but it's a baseball game. I mean, I got a pun idea, too, if you need a pun idea.
Yes.
Yeah, no one's understanding this.
No one wants these Desert Day tickets. You got to have a Beckinsale and go see a Beck concert.
It's a great community, but it's a dim community.
Velvet Underground puns.
There you go.
Velvet Underground puns?
That's right.
Okay.
I want to hear the game, too, though.
I got a game called Sportmanteau.
Well, you know, excuse me.
One thing at a time, please.
There was talk about recasting this entire Rush Hour franchise.
Yeah.
But the audience couldn't stay. They wouldn't take it. They said, Mo Tucker. That's true.
Pretty good.
And they're actually condensing it for the internet age. And it's going to be called Rush Minute.
Okay.
Tight.
I was talking to my son last night and there's these books that his teacher keeps assigning him and it just wasn't working. And then next thing I know, again, he shit his pants.
Oh no.
And I was like, just get on the toilet, get on there, get on the loo, read. I'm not very good at this, but I'm trying my best to.
I love my subs loaded. You know, everything on there. Doug's in a crisis mode right now.
I know. Wait, do you have one?
Have we begun?
I've been trying to eat healthier, so I have this new thing I'm doing in the bathroom. I eat a lot of John Kale.
I mean, with this documentary that just came out, it's all over Apple TV and everything. I mean, they're more like the, you know, Velvet Mainstream at this point, right?
I tell you something, man. I was really enjoying last Christmas that the log on TV. I dug Yule.
Okay, Tim. Yule. If I had a Nico for every time I heard that one.
I got nothing for this one.
Oh, sweet nothing.
Yeah.
You know, Andy Warhol kind of fell off as soon as it became peacetime.
Did he know he was in the trenches, W-2? He hid in the war hole.
I like that line.
Yeah, well, this is what happens. I'll tell you what.
This was the first topic here that just killed the show.
No, that's what happened.
He's in a backup game, though. I'm curious about this game.
Yeah, what's the game? But he said it was baseball game.
Oh.
Well, it's like, yeah, it's kind of word game, right?
He was showing some LA.
Yeah, yeah, what's the Dodger game?
You ready to play that game?
Can't spell.
And congrats, Caleb. You win tickets to Desert Days.
Thank you.
And thank you, Desert Days, for giving us those tickets.
Do you want to try this portmanteau game?
Yeah, real quick.
I put on my baseball hat for this one.
All right, here's the first one. So, Tim, you're first. What is this one?
Duct tape.
Maddox?
Okay, so it's a portmanteau. So you combine two words to make a new word.
I don't know who that player is.
That's Greg Maddox.
So this one, this is be an example. This is Greg Maddux tape.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay. And so
Caleb had a swing that hit with
Here's another one.
Oh, that
Fernando Doorbell Suela, like
Fernando. Yeah, yeah,
you got it. Fernando Doorbell Valenzuela.
Oh, that works. What is this? This is that morning edition with the. Yeah. This is Will Shorts over here.
You're no Fart Simpson, I'll say that.
This is cute. Mark Mappliers. Mark Mappliers.
Oh, that's good.
Wrong.
What?
Oh, who's got it? Mark. Who's got it? Who's
Mark
got
Mappliers.
It?
Mark McWire Cutter.
Mark McWire Cutter.
Oh. Yes, oh.
They're not Mark pliers, McGuire. Asshole.
Whatever. That's just whack.
I'm not even being able to see this, by the way. Wait, make some noise so I can see it. I can't see it.
Roberto.
Number 21, Roberto.
Pirates.
Mermente.
Clement tape.
Clement tape. Clement measuring tape.
Roberto Clement tape. Tape measure. Tape.
That's, oh, no. Oh, my God. That's a mouthful.
That's good. That was really good. It checks out. Bo
Jackson. Taylor.
Drill. Is it Bo Jackson?
No, that's the big hurt.
Look at the specific kind of bit that they are.
Frank Thomas Drill. Frank, what the fuck?
Is Frank Thomas his name? Thomas It's like bit? The... I don't know.
Frank Tom Masonry bit.
Oh. Oh. Tip of my tongue. Frank. What, no, not Frank. What the fuck? What's his face? 42. Why am I?
I Robinson. Can't see.
Why am I blanking? Right here, Jesus Christ.
It's
Hank Aaron.
No, it's
Oakland Dodgers.
Oh, it's, Jackie Robinson.
Jackie Robinson, yeah.
Robinson Leash. What?
Jack
Keychain.
Jack Keychain.
Oh my God.
Why wouldn't it just be a key? Why is it a regular keychain? Hang on. Let's time out. No. Time out.
Because
meeting at the mound. why would it not just be Jack Key? Why will keychain? That throws the shit out the window.
Add another word in
no,
there.
Man. No, you don't.
Key.
No,
too
you
easy.
Don't.
Too
no,
easy.
Less is more. This? Ryan Sandberg hover round.
This one.
Ryan.
Doug.
Doug, you better get this.
Doug.
Oh, I'm not even. I'm not paying attention to this game at all.
Well, it's Sportman 2.
Ryan Sanderberg. Dog. Or is it like Ryan Maxwell House Sanderberg? Do you add a bunch of shit onto it?
It's Ryan Orbital Paul Sanderberg. Here's why you guys...
Tommy Lasorda fish.
Look at that.
Tommy Lasorda...
Tommy
Sword?
What the hell? Like a meat grinder?
What are we looking at here?
Yeah, I don't know what that image is down
that's
there.
That's a meat grinder. Sword sausage maker.
Tommy Lasorda sharpener.
You guys aren't very good. Come on. We got Tom Meat Grinder.
Tommy.
Oh, it is meat grinder.
Yeah. Wait, okay. Hang on. That was Tommy Lasorda. Good. What was the thing?
All right. I think we've had a
meat grinder. Is that Elon Musk?
Is that Mark? Or who's this
Lenny
guy?
Dykstra. Lenny Dykstra. Straw hat. Lenny Dykstra hat.
Okay.
Boom. I think Tim's got two.
I have more than two, but go ahead.
Oh, he's got a lot. Wait, are you suggesting I'm not winning this game right now?
A-Rod. That's just A-Rod.
Just A-Rod. Yeah.
A-Rod.
Yeah, there's a rod.
Close,
or it's a steel cast iron rod.
This is Alex Threaded Rodriguez.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Earl Hershiser with a blade.
I mean, I just can't see the thing. I'm winning, and I can't even see the game. Saw.
There you go.
So anyways, thank you very much. We have to move along. We have
I like that game.
Hey, Tim.
Thanks, guys.
Did you hear? Real quick, though.
Thanks, Caleb. Congrats on winning those tickets.
Thanks.
Did you hear about the scandal that came out recently that Lou Reed was into bestiality?
No.
Yeah, apparently his penis was in furs. Penis in furs.
Penis in furs.
Where do you come up with these jokes? Do you make them in a factory?
All right, listen. We have a very special musical guest in the house right now. We're very happy to have him. Let's bring him on. Say hello to Pokemon. Pokemon! Pokemon! Woo! All right, we have a live mic on you.
I have a mic right here.
Oh, hi, Bob.
Am I supposed to play right now?
I'm going to say hello to you.
Oh, my God.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. I'm just laughing too much.
Are you enjoying the show?
I'm laughing too much.
It's a funny show today. When you've got people like Andre Hyland and Doug Lusenhop and Vic Berger in the house, what do you expect?
Vic Berger's smash cut's fucking hilarious.
Oh. I love that you have drops about yourself.
Sick.
Pokemon, are you a man of mystery, or are you somebody that wants to get it out there and explain who you are, what you're all about?
Sure. My name is Pokemon, and everything that you're going to listen to right now, these are all my original songs, by the way. And I played every single instrument on all these recordings.
Well, now it sounds like you're boasting.
Right? I mean, shouldn't I?
You should. Be proud of yourself.
I'm very proud of myself. Anyway, this is going to be a live dub mix of two of my songs.
Can't wait. Anyway. Now listen, folks. Here's what's going to happen. Pokemon is going to perform his original music. He played all the instruments. Nobody should be wondering about that.
Yeah. You know, because, you know, people see me doing this knob twisting stuff and they get confused. They're like, what the hell is he doing?
Vic, are we going to get some Vic vision on this one? Because I want to see what's going on with all his things and whatnot.
I'll do this.
So we're gonna have
Gearheads
original...
are going to love this gear.
Gearheads are going to be flipping. Now.
Ladies hey, you know
gentlemen?
What, Vic?
Excuse me.
Vic, you should say to him, basically, you'll be your mirror.
Aha.
What?
And I just want to shout out, some people don't listen to the show live. Some people might be listening to it on Sunday morning, so we don't know.
Now, do you have to be on heroin to like
No,
this?
You don't.
I'm waiting for my man to play is what I'm waiting for right now, T.
I will introduce you officially, and I will kick it over to you. We're going to have an original song by Pokemon, and then I keep on wanting to say Pokemon. It's very tempting to say Pokemon, but it's not Pokemon.
It's Pokemon.
Pokemon. Damn it, Matt.
Like two Poch.
Pokemon. My many apologies. Oh, okay. Pokemon. After, this is why I want to get to this important point. We're going to take a few minutes, as we do, a break after Pokemon, and then I'll be back with more show after that. Take it away, Pokemon.
Thank you.
Oh, let's hear it for Pachimon. That was fantastico. Now listen, I made an executive decision here. We are going to keep the show moving.
Oh, okay.
We're no break. If you're watching us, I'll tell you what, this is when the show ends for the public, Matt.
Yes. Do
end public show.
Can I make an announcement? Yeah. Oh, man.
Go ahead.
I'm bringing the Jesse Miller talk show back December 11th at Dynasty Typewriter.
Okay, that's the big news.
That's the big news. You heard it first here, Los Angeles greater area.
We're saying goodnight to the freeloaders here. If you want to keep watching the show, check out patreon.com/officehourslive. That's where we will continue for the next hour and probably some more because we have so much to get to.
Hi, this is Steve Harvey, and I want to let you know there's a whole other hour of fun and laughs waiting for you at patreon.com/officehourslive. They're there right now and join for just $5 a month or $55 for a whole year. You get the compound, the jaw hole full to our episodes and much more. What are you waiting for? Oh, hey, and let's get down to business at patreon.com/officehourslive. That's patreon.com/officehourslive.